A single drilling rig is working in an area close to the Coal Creek Station power plant and the Blue Flint ethanol plant, both north of Washburn. But it's not drilling for oil. Instead, it's taking core samples from the area to see if carbon dioxide can be stored there.
We are striving to produce a zero carbon fuel such that the life cycle of that fuel will have no carbon impact on the environment.
Jeff Zuger is CEO of Midwest Ag Energy, which owns the ethanol plant. That plant uses the steam from the coal plant in its ethanol production process.
This project will enable the biogenic CO2 that we produce at Blue Flint Ethanol to safely be stored below ground for long-term storage.
Zuger says the plan is to store 200,000 tons of CO2 underground each year. It's one of a few CO2 storage projects in North Dakota. Some of the funding for it came from the Lignite Research Council, which is interested in storing CO2 from power plants underground. Jason Borer is CEO of the Lignite Energy Council.
This is a big deal for the coal industry, to be able to drill and put CO2 into the ground, regardless of where that source is. It's a big deal.
Zuger says it will take some time before it's known if the formations underground will be able to handle CO2 storage, but he says he's optimistic. Zuger says there's been a lot of testing already at that site.
All of that data so far has pointed to our ability to successfully store CO2 at this site.
For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.